promoting a healthy lifestyle this update. Brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. The 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Club.
We're talking the 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Challenge, and if you'd like to join with us, call us 54422833. We can give you all the details. Peter Pratt from the Diabetic Health Clinic is with us once again. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very well. I'm just cleansing. It's a cleansing experience. It's like pressing the reset button. That's really what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Last week we were talking about your 30-day experience with juicing, the different phases you went through. We sort of got towards the end. How did you finish the 30 days?
Well, the 30 days finished in a very interesting way because over the course of the 30 days, I actually dropped 12 kilos in weight.
Okay. Which, so this is you now, just to go back, you what weight were you when you started the 30-day challenge?
99.
Okay. And you dropped, how much did you say? About
12 kilos.
12 kilos. Okay. So you're down to, into the 80s. So that's where I'd like to be one day. How did that experience then wind up for you those in the end in those 30 days? How were you feeling sort of drained? You feel, what were the, I guess, emotive experiences?
Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. The interesting thing with the juicing in the later stages is when you consume a juice, it is like a clean burst of energy. I used to sink that juice for lunch, and for 2 hours my toes were buzzing. It was incredible. I didn't want to stop juicing. It was my wife that said, Pete, you're down to that 86 kilo mark. It's time for you to start eating. And the question then is, if you don't really want to eat, you don't remember what foods taste like, you've got no cravings of any sort, including sugar cravings, the question is, how do you start eating? So you actually have the opposite problem to what you think you're going to have when you're starting the whole juicing regime.
Now, if say you were enjoying the juicing and you were quite happy with it and maybe you thought, I could bear to lose another 10 or 15 kilograms, you would encourage somebody in that situation to keep going?
You can do more, and obviously many people do. There is a signal that comes at some point during your juicing, and usually for most people it's between day 40 and day 60, hunger strikes again. Uh-huh. That's your body saying, it's time to eat.
Okay. Actually, when we come back next week, we might talk some more about the sorts of foods that it's good to start going back onto after having juiced for a considerably long period, and also discuss how it worked for you in your case, because I think you're the success story that we're aiming to follow on with. Peter is from the Diabetic Health Clinic. Don't forget his website, diabetichealthclinic.org. If you'd like to participate in one of the free clinics, you can click on the links there. There's also a button where you can click on and evaluate to see whether you're a perfect fit for this clinic or not. And you can also click on the Facebook links there and get the most up-to-date information. Peter, thanks for joining us again today.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
This Healthy Lifestyle Update brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. To join the Healthy Lifestyle Club, call 106.5 REMA FM 54422833.